My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, being consumed by stress. Hey, everybody. So good to be with you tonight. I'm grateful and reminded every Monday why I just like love this place and these people, because the gospel, the good news is proclaimed. So I want to tell you a little bit about something I did. In the summer of 2008, I spent some time down in Haiti, and I lived at this orphanage. And at this orphanage, we started a malnutrition clinic and did some work there among the community. But one thing in particular kind of stood out about this place that I was living is that they didn't have any running water, like no water to drink, period. We were completely dependent on outside resources in order to have water. So you got 200 kids, a staff, and some, you know, outside folks from the U.S. and Canada there who need a lot of water every day, you know, when you think about that many people. And what we had is called a biosand filter. I think we had three. And so I want to show you a picture of one of those. It's there on the right. That's a biosand filter. And on the left, a little depiction of how it works. And so a biosand filter is this big concrete box that at the bottom has some large rocks, then gravel, then some fine sand, some really really small particle sand. And what you do is you would put water in the top, and then over a slow period of time, it would filter down through all of that organic material and rock, and would, through that little spout, would like trickle out. I mean, the tiniest little trickle. I mean, it was painful. You'd walk by 250 people and you'd see this little trickle and you're like, dude, there's no way. There is no way we are ever gonna have anything to drink. Like, it's just not possible. And so we would go and we'd gather this water out of unclean resources. And we would take 5-gallon buckets and put them into this biosand filter. And y'all, I mean, I would take the lid off and look at it because I'd never experienced this. I'm kind of curious about how things work anyway. Take the lid off and I'm like, oh, dude. I mean, you could see like larvae, like mosquito larvae in the water. I mean, like swimming around. I don't know, maybe it wasn't mosquitoes. Some kind of larva swimming and turning like worms in it. And then out the other side, you got, you know, somebody standing there with a cup taking water out of it. And I'm like, oh, dude, you're going to be so sick in just a little bit. Like, that's not good. I can see what's in the top here. And I thought about that. Like, and it's a slow process, too. You put in 5 gallons, and like, it wasn't until an hour that anything would come out the other side and like you would get it. But what you put in would ultimately come out, and it would take time. And here's the thing. The sand, it was a little microbiome. It had microorganisms that grew within the sand that when you poured it in there, all this sick, disgusting water from impure sources, it would filter down through the sand, and then these organisms that were there would eat up all the bad. And then as it continued down through, some of you are like wanting to throw up like the guy. It's like it would go down through and filter out, and it would be clean. Like straight up clean, purified water, enough for all of us. So long as we kept putting it in, as long as we put it in, it would come out clean. It was kind of miraculous. It's this ancient filtration system because of the living organism that was in the sand. Well, here's why I tell you this. That's what's happening here on Monday nights. Like straight up, that's what's happening here. And you're like, we're getting devoured by microorganisms? Like, awesome. Is that what you put in, what we've got is impure. Like when I came to God, what I had was alcoholism, depression, anxiety, sleeplessness, impure, ungodly, unhealthy relationships, materialism, workaholism, status seeking, greed. Like that's all I had. That's all I had. But I gave it to God. I'm like, well, this is what I got. Here's this impure source, and I give it to him. And then the living organism is the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies. Because I can't make water clean. I can't make myself clean, but God can. So the Holy Spirit at work makes all of us clean. He's the one that does it. But like that water filtration, like it's a slow process. Some of you are like, you want to microwave it. Like, man, I got this problem. I got this addiction. I got this struggle. And just like, I came to Regen, all right? Like, fix me. But it's this year-long process, right? It's arduous at times. And not only that, it's a lifetime process. Like progressive sanctification by the Holy Spirit, it's a lifetime that we are being shaped into the image of Christ. But here's what I know is that like that water filtration system, what you put in is what you'll get out. You put in a little bit, you'll get out a little bit. You put in a lot, you'll get out a lot. Like God, as you apply yourself, I'll tell people all the time, I'm like, hey, if you come to Region and you're kind of half in, you're wasting your time. And frankly, you're wasting a seat in a small group. Like, just don't do it. But if you come here and you go all in, you put that all in, you will get a ton out. Your life will never, ever be the same as a result. Not because of Region, because of the living being, the living God, the Holy Spirit that you have put yourself into. And so you come, you bring him your junk. It won't happen fast, but it will happen. And what will come out the other side is pure. You will have a pure, holy, godly life that doesn't resemble any of the junk that you put in. And it will take some time, but the result will be healthy. And then it says in the Bible that rivers of living water will flow out of you as God then uses you to minister to others. I would not waste your time or mine saying otherwise if it wasn't the case. And so welcome to Regeneration.